The first time I met Marco, we talked about death. His. The police asked a lot of questions about that later. We met the night the Harmoniums, the three-person a cappella group I belong to, sang at Kensington Pub in Lincoln Square. I noticed a guy with all his hair, dark, curly, and a little on the long side, walk in during our second set. I guessed him in his late 30s, which meant he brought down the average age of the audience by a decade or two. Most Kensington patrons are from the Old Town School of Folk Music across the street. Lots of baby boomers with gray hair and ponytails, the men, or silver hair and gauzy skirts, the women. The Harmoniums don't sing traditional songs, but we do a mix of Simon and Garfunkel, Indigo Girls, blues, gospel, and anything that lends itself to good harmonies, so we appeal to the same audience. Our last song was California Dreamin', a guaranteed crowd pleaser during late fall when the trademark gray skies and icy winds of Chicago's winter threaten. After we finished, I stepped away from the corner that we used as a stage area and hunted around for my charcoal blazer. I'd taken it off when it got too hot with the three of us crowding around one microphone. As I straightened from retrieving the blazer, which had slipped under a table, a smartphone was thrust under my nose.
"I figured it out,"
the guy with all the hair said.
"You're QC Davis."
He smiled, showing teeth that looked bright white against his caramel-colored skin. He wore jeans and a short-sleeved t-shirt that looked like he'd pressed it. No body art that I could see, which was good. My first boyfriend was inked everywhere, and it's a bad association. Not fair to all the great guys with major tattoos that I shy away from, but I can't get past it. I brushed dust bunnies off my blazer. "Quill."
"What?"
"My name, it's Quill."
"But you're the QC Davis."
He pointed to the phone. It showed an old profile from early in college, when I was still acting.
"Aren't you?"
Despite my abhorrence for the name, I was impressed he'd found it. I'm 32, but I've had a couple of career changes already. Because of that, and through some serious effort on my part, QC Davis comes up on page 3 at the earliest in search results. QC belongs to a different part of my life, one I'm finished with. "You're a good Googler," I said. He laughed. It made his eyes bright and brought out little lines around them. Maybe he was 40?
"Me and everyone else. I'm pretty sure I saw you in Token Woman at Northlight Theater when I was in med school."
He held out his hand.
"I'm Marco, and it's nice to know you can actually sing really well."
His grip was warm and not too tight. "Thanks," I said. Playing a character modeled after notoriously bad real-life soprano Florence Foster Jenkins had been one of my favorite roles. It had also been my last, and the end of my life as QC Davis. I pulled my black zipper sweatshirt over the blazer and my fleece-lined jacket over that. Layers are important to survive winter in Chicago. To survive at all in Chicago. Joe, who sings bass, had his long cashmere coat and gloves on. He and our alto, Danielle, stood near the door, talking with some of our regular fans. Slim and tall, Joe towered over everyone, so it was easy for him to catch my eye. He arched one heavy dark eyebrow and tilted his head, silently asking if everything was all right. A lot of men come up to talk after shows. It's not that I'm so attractive. I can appear striking with the right makeup, but day to day I'm only a little prettier than average, mainly because of my hair, which is long and dark and wavy. As any performer will tell you, though, the instant you step on stage, you become 10 times more appealing, if not 100. Most people who talk to you after a show are nice, but now and then you get someone who raises red flags, so the three of us watch out for one another. "Excuse me," I said to Marco, who had his back to Joe. I waved to Joe that everything was fine. Marco glanced toward the door.
"I don't want to keep you from anything."
I put on my fuchsia scarf and gloves. In my day-to-day life, I'm a lawyer, and my wardrobe is mostly black, gray, and white. I use bright-colored accessories for variety and because I'm less likely to overlook or forget them. Daily Center courtrooms swallowed up dozens of black umbrellas before I figured that out. "Why don't you come with us?" I said. I hoped he'd say yes. I hadn't met anyone I really liked in a long time.